1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. At 12 noon, temperature 10 degrees above zero. Wind chill still 7 below, Rusty.
We'll see those clouds increasing, winds increasing, high around 12.
State fire marshals on the scene of that deadly fire that occurred overnight in the city of Sheboygan as the investigation continued throughout the morning. Fire department received a 911 call just after midnight about a fire in a mobile home in the Indian Trails trailer park on the city's south side.
Engine 2 is on scene. We do have a trailer that appears to be about three-quarters involved at this time.
Chief Commander Gary Kohlberg said three people were outside of the trailer when they got there, but one person was trapped inside.
The firefighters initiated a rescue and attempted to get to her. However, there was so much fire they were unable to, and they did find her in the trailer deceased.
Names are still being withheld. The other three occupants, all adults hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The mobile home was destroyed because of the fire. Under investigation.
A Plymouth man lost his appeal to have his reckless homicide sentence overturned. 28-year-old Joseph Langley was sentenced in 2012 to 12 years in prison in the heroin overdose death of Tabitha Thede in 2011. Langley had raised questions regarding his sentence, the jury's verdict, and the sufficiency of evidence used in the case. The decision handed down by the Court of Appeals today upheld the verdict. They ruled there are no other potential issues for appeal and affirmed the conviction and sentence.
Flexible scheduling coming to Sheboygan South High School by a vote of 7-1 last night. Board of Education approved the implementation of the program beginning in the 2015-2016 school year. It means students will have varying class lengths depending on what subjects they take. South High Principal Mike Trimberger explains.
We're going to have that time where students have in between classes. They'll be working with different teachers in resource rooms. They'll be working in different places doing research, working in the IMC, in the Commons.
Rusty, you were at the meeting last night. Is this a real controversial issue?
There was definitely some voices for concern because this type of scheduling has been tried in many other places, but not a whole lot of success. But given the goals that the district wants to get in order to improve student and staff interactions during the school day, they believe this is the best.
How about North?
North will stay with their traditional model for now, but talking to Principal Jason Bull yesterday, they are going to be meeting and coming up with some of their own plans as well to reach those interaction goals.
But no flex scheduling for
now.
No,
for now, no. The new Mid-Lakes Softball Association is one step closer to taking over the softball program in the city of Sheboygan. The Public Works Committee met yesterday and approved a one-year contract with the group.
It's just a one-year deal to get us through this period to see how things are, and we'll evaluate at the end of the season with the intention to hopefully continue it in the future if everything's successful.
Public Works Director Dave Beeble said the agreement will now go to the City Council for final action on Monday. The city last week terminated its contract with the Sheboygan Softball Association for a number of reasons, including failing to contribute money towards improving softball facilities and improper management. Beeble says the agreement with Mid-Lakes is similar to the old one, but more detailed.
It has, in the agreement, I guess, a little bit more spelled out in terms of who's responsible for what, whereas the past agreement was a little vague in that area.
A Plymouth woman will be spending some time in the Tichita Women's Prison. 31-year-old Amy Prenning was arrested last July after selling cocaine and oxycodone to an undercover officer in the city of Sheboygan, one sale also in the city of Plymouth. Prenning appeared this week before Judge Terrence Burke in Sheboygan County Court, was sentenced to 3 years in prison to be followed by 5 years on extended supervision.
A state lawmaker doesn't expect approval this year on his bill to let local communities have the final say on building roundabouts. Assemblyman David Craig of Big Bend spoke out at a hearing in Madison yesterday, saying the DOT is overusing roundabouts and putting them in places where they're not workable. DOT officials testified that they have reduced severe mishaps by 38%, but minor fender benders increased by 12%. Right now, there are around 200 roundabouts in Wisconsin.
Target is taking it on the chin following that massive data breach. The nation's third largest retailer said net earnings in the quarter ending February 1st tumbled to $520 million. Net earnings in the same quarter last year totaled $961 million. Late last year, tens of millions of Target customers saw their credit and debit card account information compromised due to a security breach.
4 million Americans are now signed up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. The Obama administration announced today that about 700,000 people have signed up so far this month. The open enrollment period, which began disastrously last October, is scheduled to run through the end of March.
The deaths of a man and a woman in Green Bay have been ruled a murder-suicide. 52-year-old Jeffrey Fish and 47-year-old Linda Dickinson found shot to death in their apartment on Monday. Police said Fish shot Dickinson and turned the gun on himself. Media reports indicate police had been called to the couple's home several times in the past 7 years, often for alcohol-related domestic incidents.
And a woman from Ripon has become a millionaire thanks to Wisconsin Lottery's first $30 instant scratch game. Mary Ann Walterberry won the first of $4 million prizes in the Instant Million game. Sales of those tickets went out for the first time last Friday. After taxes, she'll get just over $673,000.
Not too shabby. How about that forecast, Rusty?
We'll see an increase in clouds and winds throughout the rest of your Wednesday. High in the low teens tonight. Maybe a little bit of snow, up to an inch of accumulation. Low at minus 3.
Right now we're at 10 above. Wind chill is at 7 below 0 as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL.